If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What shoots are we avoiding?
Just that one there, there.
That little bud. All right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a new one.
All right, okay. Can I give you some feedback? You're not making it a relaxing place to garden.
Hello and welcome to Pottering with me, Tom Allen.
I really don't know what I'm doing. Like a lot of us, I was feeling very anxious about the world, and I thought what better thing to do than spend some time in the garden. So I decided I'd do a little thing where I invite people I like into my garden and we have a chat and do a bit of gardening together. And I sort of think if we all spend a bit of time in the garden, the world might be a better place. And if you like it, great. And if you've got any thoughts about things you'd like to see more of or less of, why don't you comment and we'll take it from there. Would you like that? Would you? I don't know. Thank you for joining me in the garden. I'm joined by my old friend, Rob Beckett. Rob,
hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks. It's an absolute pleasure.
Well, I am glad to see you dressed up.
No, this is unfair. You said I'm doing a gardening show. Is it a YouTube show or just a show?
It's a visualised podcast.
We are doing a visualised podcast.
It's all the rage.
That's gardening. And I said, okay, so I've come to garden. This is what I'd wear garden. I've got some wellies on, some tracksuit bottoms, and my dog walking coat that's still got mud on. So this is real shit.
That's real
shit. This is the real shit.
It's the real shit.
And we can say that. We're not.
Yeah, we don't care.
Fucking extra
podcast.
Slice in now.
No.
No one's getting fired again.
No one's getting
fired.
Fuck that. We can swear.
Yeah, we do what we want.
We can swear. We
my
can say
bum hole stinks. Say stuff like that.
I think a lot of people are going to be coming from Gardener's World to watch
okay,
this.
Sorry. Yeah.
And you're wearing your hat, so no one even knows it's you anyway. You look like a little gnome in the garden.
I'll take the hat off.
Like, oh no, look at your hair's got long.
The hat's, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's the hat. Do you want to try?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Pop that on, give it an hour.
It's very Wolf of Wall Street, your hair swept back.
Yeah, I quite like it. It's what I do is I put mousse on it in the morning and brush it back.
Mousse?
Yeah.
What, salon selected?
Yeah, and then by about this time of day, I'll get, then later on, I'll get a bit of like Matt Clay stuff on it to style.
Who's
it.
Matt Clay?
He's a lovely guy.
Lovely guy.
Matthew.
Yeah, I've never met him.
Matthew Clay. are we gardening then? What? How does the show work? Because, like, so can you explain the show to me and like the new viewer who's just tuned in?
We're doing this as an audio and as a visual.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, we're doing both.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, in tandem. But I just wanted to do something that felt a bit more calm, because there's a lot of things I think are very like loud and lots of big flashing images and bright lights. And I just thought, well, actually, my favourite thing is the quiet of the garden.
But at least we're quiet now. Listen. The birds literally stopped as I did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they don't like to be drunk.
Isn't that lovely? So you think people could be pottering along in their garden,
yeah,
listening to your garden, whilst in their garden?
We're just all in the garden.
We're just pottering.
We can talk quietly.
Pottering.
People doesn't
Let's talk quiet. Actually, I think I'm coming too hot. Let's go more chill.
Well, no. But, you know, that's
how are you at the moment, Tom? How actually are you?
You know what? Finally, somebody's asked. you can hear a plane as well. But I liked the traffic in the distance and plane. I like to pretend is like... I pretend it's the sea. I was like, oh, there's just the ocean over there.
Or a really big bird.
Or a massive iron bird in the sky.
Iron bird. Yeah, so you pretend, that's a good idea, just pretend it's the... Could you get the church bells, the birds, the planes?
and the ocean.
But I think I don't mind a plane that.
No, I don't mind it up there. I don't like it when it's too close.
Do you do the flight radar?
No, I'm not a geek.
I can find out what that one was if you want.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to do that?
So people do it for like police helicopters, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so it just tells you what went overhead. So where are we now? So it gives you a little map. What has it got? There it is. That one was Lyon to London, British Airways.
Oh, that would be a nice trip. Lyon is not that far, though, is it? You could just get the train.
Running late, obviously. Classic BA.
Stop it.
They might want to sponsor me.
They might want to sponsor this. Thank you for asking how I am. I've been working quite intensely, and I realise that brings out quite a lot of stress for me and anxious thoughts and feelings. Because I sort of have a constant running commentary of either a feeling of total being threatened all the time or totally being threatened by the wider world, or feeling like, oh God, everything's going to go wrong for me.
Yep.
So I oscillate between those two positions of being worried about the world or worried about everything going wrong for me and the people around me. And I've got to do some of the best I can for them.
Gosh, that's a lot of pressure.
A lot of responsibility, isn't it? When you're just trying to do the other things you've actually got to do.
Yeah, well, like just sit in your garden.
Just sit in a garden. So
that's a lot of responsibility.
And I thought I'd bring you here to the garden to share it with somebody.
Because this is your calm place.
Alfie says to me, everything's okay when you're in the garden. He says to me, whenever I'm in the garden, whether it's just picking off slugs or just looking at things or just deadheading a few things, he said, everything's okay with you then?
Yeah.
He said, when you start looking at your phone, as we all do,
yeah,
that's when I go like, well, look at this.
So you found somewhere that's your calm, serene place.
Yeah.
And you've invited a film crew in it to potentially monetize it.
Ruin it. Yeah.
And turn it into your job.
To turn it into something that I feel huge pressure about. Or if I ever stop doing it, I'll be like, well, that was a wasted opportunity. What a wasted opportunity. You could have made something.
And every time you look in your garden, you go, like, should be doing another episode.
Should be doing another episode of that.
You've dropped the ball again.
People liked you doing that. Why didn't you do more of it? Another thing you've let
people down on.
There's
people in Ukraine that would love a garden to be able to do a visualized podcast in.
Some people would be very grateful
to do that.
To do that. And look at that. You've ruined it. Now look.
You loser.
Now look at the state of the world.
Yeah.
Because you didn't bother to do that.
Do you know what Lou bought for the bedroom, right? She bought a mini fridge for the bedroom.
I can't work out if that's nice or scum. Is it a Red Bull one?
No, it's not. It's just a black one. But it's not that, because it's quite a big one, right? It's the kind of one you'd have, like, if a family had to have a temporary kitchen when they're getting work done. It's that size.
They've probably got
in our bedroom, right? And it's black. And it doesn't fit anywhere. It's huge, right? And I was like, okay. I went, why have you got that? She's like, because we've got a little coffee machine in the Nespresso machine, right? Trying to make it like a hotel, right?
So in the bedroom?
In the bedroom, right? And it's nice on the weekend. We have it on the weekend. We have a little, yeah. And I went, why do we need a fridge? She went, for the milk, for the coffee. I went, we don't have milk in our coffee. Yes, I know, but if I might now.
If you had a threesome.
If you have a threesome. And then I was like, okay, all right, well, fine, whatever. Because it's just easier not to have an opinion, I find.
That's true, yeah.
Just whatever.
Yeah.
And I went, well, it'd be noisy, though, because it's a fridge. She went, no, I googled it. I found the quietest one they do, right?
That's a lot of work.
Okay, fair enough. Respect, whatever. Respect. Anyway, early bed like that. Just got to see it. All over here. We both burst out laughing. She's like, I'll move it tomorrow. Nothing in it. Just cooling down.
Cooling down. You can have other things like a hotel, like lotus biscuits, maybe. Or?
No, yeah. So we was going to put like water in there, so it's got cold water up in the bedroom.
Have you ever stayed in a hotel and had breakfast in bed?
Yeah,
I think it's one of the most disappointing things I've ever had.
I don't like it. I'd rather just go down.
Well, you've got to get out of bed to answer the door. So then you're up.
I leave it on the latch. Come in. No, you can't do that to someone, can you?
You know. Well, you probably would, but you can't, really. But then they come in, and then you get crumbs in the bed.
Have you ever had someone, a room service person, come on to you?
A room service person?
Well, no, they've been a bit flirty with you after.
After? What, did they stay there with you?
Well, no, they sent me a message on Instagram.
No?
Yeah.
What did they say?
I said,
I want a threesome. Have you got
I think I opened the door just like in my pants. Which
funny
is
place to have a door.
See, no, the top one on my pants.
No joke, made you laugh.
Exactly. It's just a bit of fun. We're not changing the world here. We're in a garden having a laugh.
I don't have to tell you opinions all the time.
And I was with Lou at the time, so nothing happened, obviously, but I was probably 25, 26, and she was probably mid-20s or early 20s, and then I took it.
You're age appropriate. We get
it. It's fine. And then
we're all friends.
Afterwards, she Instagrammed, kind of, oh, I hope you like your room service. If anything you need from me, let me know. That's
saucy, isn't it?
That's exciting, isn't it?
What was the room service order? Sex.
What's that? There's a 4 cucumbers, margarine, and a litre of vodka.
I can see why she got the...
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can I ask a question about your garden?
You can ask away.
Trampoline.
Well, yes, this was the subject of actually the winter special on Gardener's World, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Thank you.
They made a whole thing of it. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
And I asked their advice. They suggested several things, and I still haven't actioned.
No, because you've had this since you moved in, because I remember...
The previous owners put that in.
We went to IKEA, me, you and Lou, didn't we, to get a...
To get things.
Some temporary furniture.
But unfortunately, I'd fallen down the stairs the night before. The housekeeper was starting that day. Do you remember?
I would call this a turbulent time in your life.
Do you know it was? And I can't really put my finger on why. I think, you know, I was very disciplined during the pandemic, but yes. I think there was a point near the end when I was like, I cannot keep up this discipline anymore.
Yeah.
And I'd had a very stressful time.
Well, you've been trapped in your house with your parents as a 40-year-old man.
Well, I was 38 at the time.
Okay,
thank you.
But, sure. Yeah. 38,
but
yeah.
Then I'd done some filming, which had been in a bubble, and that had been very stressful.
And then you bought a house.
And I bought a house, but I was very unsure about that. Anyway.
You'd never lived alone before,
I'd never lived alone before.
And it was quite a big house.
It was quite a relatively big house.
A lot of money.
I was stressed about that. Didn't have any furniture. And
honestly, like, we came round and we all just had to stand up.
It was...
We all just stood in this massive house, empty, just looking at each other. He's like, do you want a cup of tea? I'm like, yeah. Do you want a chair?
You brought in some garden furniture that was out here.
Yeah, you used
it.
Yeah.
It was like a swimming pool. Like, you know what I mean? Like having plastic...
Yeah, because I said, why don't we, they left garden furniture. So why don't we bring that in and sit on that so you can at least sit down? Because did you just stand up and sleep like a horse?
No, I had a bed.
That was wait up, suit on, out. ready to broadcast.
Except with David Suchet, when he was Poirot, he slept. He stood like that on his down moments.
So just like you like the Toy Story toys.
Yeah, that's how I was. Exactly nothing else.
And then, we picked you up in the morning to go to IKEA to buy some furniture.
But 2 days before, I'd got drunk in the garden, fallen down the stairs, cut my head open.
Quite badly, actually.
Quite badly. The scar's still there.
Where's the scar?
Scar, I think, is there.
Yeah.
I can see it. Yeah,
it's that massive scar there.
It's a massive scar. And then tried to mop up the blood with various bits from around the house.
Yeah.
And then panicked the next day. Like, I went to bed, the bed sheets
covered
in blood. But I woke up and I wasn't quite sure why they were covered in blood. But I was like, I think it's fine. Went back to sleep, woke up, and then was going to IKEA.
Yeah.
But I just sort of hid all the blood-soaked stuff in drawers and stuff.
Yeah.
Then my housekeeper, Benita, started work, and I'd never met her before. And so we got halfway through IKEA, and I thought, I better phone her and say, oh, if you see, like, any blood-soaked garments or sheets or towels, just know that that's my blood and not
no one
anybody
else's. Yeah.
And luckily, she wasn't. She was fine about it.
It's got better since then.
You know, there's been good days, there's been bad days.
Do you know what you needed? You needed some meatballs and a two-seater Ektor.
And
or whatever it is we bought.
That was a fun little trip out.
But the trampoline's been here since then.
I've thought about doing is putting in a sunken greenhouse. Because Alfie and I went to Salzburg last year and we saw the conservatory where they do You Are 15 going on 16.
What's your name, Salzburg?
You Are 16 going on 17. What were we doing there?
Yeah.
Well, Alfie's friend was doing the Sound of Music bike tour around Salzburg. Fraulein Maria's bike tour.
So you've completed homosexuality now.
So
what was in Salzburg that inspired you to a circular...
Well, I just told you that conservatory from... You're not supposed to be so abrupt with the guest, are you, I realise? I just told you what
Sorry.
I just said.
I'm a bad listener, though, and I've got... it's actually part of my dyslexia. I've got a poor working memory. Thank you.
Everybody's got something.
Yeah. Riddled with it.
Riddled with dyslexia.
Yeah.
How did you get a late diagnosis?
Dizzy Lex. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, about quarter past 11 at night.
glad you could tell the time.
It was morning. I got it. Got it last year.
So, just last year?
Yes.
I'm surprised you haven't done a book about that.
Give it time. I'll do the documentary.
Should you have got extra time and a laptop?
Yeah, so basically, My brother, yeah, I should have. Basically, so my brother Joe's dyslexia is like spelling. So, like, he'll spell a word and think, oh, that's good. But then he'll, like, put his hand in a Scrabble bag and just go, have that as well. And just launch letters at it.
Like, I thought you meant he literally did that. Like,
no, no, but that's how that sort of traditional dyslexia of, like, the spelling's all over the place and the reading's all over the place.
Right.
My spelling's not amazing. Mm. I can't build a word with phonics, but I'm not too bad with that. I can read, so you gave me some text, I can read it all, and I know what the words are, but nothing stays in.
Oh, right.
My working memory's terrible, and the same with verbal instructions. So if you say, do this, do that, you tell me something, I have to work really hard to try and remember it all, and I can't learn that way. I learn by doing. So okay. If you sat me down in the classroom and explained all the way to do something, I'm literally, it's just like, just words being thrown at me, and I know all the words, but I can't keep them in my head. And the same with writing, I can't write in full sentences. I have to write in bullet points, because by the time my brain's worked out how to form that sentence and put the comma in and the grammar, the idea's gone. That's why speaking and doing it, so stand up, I got good at stand up because I just did it. I'm not very good at being explained a process. I just have to do the process and fail.
I dare say a lot of people are like that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do have it.
I think I'm probably a bit like that.
Yeah. Yes.
So you had that diagnosed last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
She sent me a report, 2,000-word report.
Oh, how much did that cost?
About 600 quid. Have I read it? Have I fuck?
No.
Well, I won't remember anyway.
The cruel irony of it.
Won't remember anyway.
Pretty unkind. She sent you a written document.
I know. Come on, mate.
I mean...
Where's your free eye? She gave me extra time to read it.
That is a cruel irony. She didn't do it as a podcast or something, or as a little voice note.
No, I didn't monetize it at all. I just sort of did it on my own back to try and understand my mind.
Oh, that's good. You did that locally?
On Zoom, yeah. Which is British Dyslexia Association.
Nice to give them a shout out.
Yeah, big up.
Bet they're making some...
someone here. Your mum's turned up.
Mum and Auntie Christina here. I thought you would come down and say hi.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
you're going? Going Koonings. Oh, it's garden frenzy.
Yeah.
Garden
centre. What are you going to get?
Breakfast.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all good.
Yeah, thank you for asking. Yeah.
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 See you later.
All
bye-bye.
Right, we'll see you when you come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. They
look the same.
Got a lot to unpack there. They're just saying they're going.
Mm.
We didn't even know they were here. They weren't involved in any of this. It's not like they had to walk through the... So, were they here when we were here?
Mum was upstairs.
Right, but Christine wasn't.
Auntie Christine just came around.
So Christine's come here to say she's going, but we didn't know she'd come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They look exactly the same as well.
They've changed. They're not, I say Auntie Christine, she's just my mum's
friend. We've just got the same blonde hair on sunglasses. They look like they're on the run in The Hunted. You know, they just grab a blonde wig and glasses just to get out of town.
And long puffer jackets.
Long puffer jacket. They love a long Arsene Wenger jacket.
They love it. They love it. Go to a garden centre.
Sit
dressed
there.
Exactly the same.
Women do love that. So I had an argument with Lou.
We're just so...
It's a couple of men slagging off birds.
Now, can I tell you this right wing podcast?
Yeah, Joe, what? Right and all.
I think it's.
There's no smoke without fire. Can I tell you my problem with women?
Yeah.
It's not the same as yours.
Boobs, is mine.
No, this is me and Lou had this argument. Tell me what you think about this, right?
Mm.
I had a busy day, filming yesterday, and then Graham Norton in the evening.
Okay.
And I had like 3 hours to kill in London in between. So I had to pack my bag for filming. Oh. We were ice skating and doing curling and meeting a snowboarder. And I had to have a certain outfit because I wore it on another day of filming. Mm. Then I had to have all my Graham Norton stuff. And
it isn't the same as your skating stuff.
It is not the same. It's slightly uncomfortable, dressed up clothes. I'd never wear anywhere else apart from on Graham
Norton. To be honest, you'd be more comfortable in a sparkly ice skater's outfit on Graham Norton than you would be in. I'm surprised you didn't wear that.
So I had all my bags with me, went to do the school run. We all went in one car, me, Lou and the two kids in Lou's car, drove to the school. I was getting picked up.
Told you.
I thought it was a firework. I was getting picked up at 8:30 from the school, yeah?
Yeah.
Lou drove us all there, dropped the kids off. By 8:10, all kids were dropped off. Yeah. And I said to Lou, can I sit in the car with you until my cab comes? And she went, but I'm going for coffee with Vicky. It was 2 degrees and raining. I went, pardon? She went, but I'm going for coffee with Vicky. I was like, yeah, I know, but where's Vicky? She went, she's in Costa waiting for me. I went, okay, well, she's waiting in the warm.
Can I not wait in the warm
with you here? And she was like, oh, God, if you have to. I was like, okay, well, what are you doing after coffee, Vicky? She went, going Pilates. I went, okay, who with? She went, Vicky.
And yeah, I went, it's a whole day.
And I went, what are you doing after Pilates? She went, going for lunch. I went, who with? She went, Vicky. I went, well, surely, out of 4 hours with Vicky, could I have some warmth and shelter in our car outside the school gates? So we sat there and we with the ump. She sat there with the ump with me. Like, I was ruining her day. And then I was chatting to her. It was mid-conversation.
Mm.
And then as my cab went past, she completely shut up and did the unlock the car button. I was like, was that the end of the chat, is it?
Is that the nature of a long-term marriage like yours, do you think? There's sort of times when you do just sort of wind each other up. And it's not about the thing. It's about something It's about something else. Maybe yes. She just wanted to get rid of you.
Yeah, I think I'm a lot.
Well, I didn't.
And I think she, with the kids and the busy life, you just want your own space. And I think she, well, she didn't want her own space. She wanted to speak to Vicky. Mm. So that's gone out the window, that one.
Maybe Vicky's think somebody she can talk honestly with about
me. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
They love chatting with mates more than men do. But then we're a couple of mates chatting.
Just a couple of mates chatting. And do you think as well, a lot of those podcasts end up being quite right-wing because the blokes on them just run out of things to say and then they just start saying really hateful things. I tell you what I don't like, women.
Well, most of the people on those podcasts are pricks. Most women don't like pricks, but they like women and they're annoyed that the women don't like them, so then they hate women.
Is that because I don't listen to any of those podcasts?
I make a couple.
No, I don't.
But I see bits of it. But I think the sad fact is most of the people on those podcasts don't actually believe a lot of what they're saying. They know that it'll go viral and get a bit of
the pigeons.
Exactly. But on face of social media, if you want something to go viral, it needs to be sort of ultra woke and left wing, or ultra right wing.
It winds people up. It's a wind up thing, isn't it?
Well, exactly.
Everyone's winding each other up all the time. And that's why I think about, you know, being in the garden. Maybe that would be the floor of this, is that I wanted it to be like a calm
space. The bedding of this.
The bedding. Lovely bit of gardening wordplay there. But the sense of like, actually, we don't have to be extreme in either direction.
No.
But that would probably mean that it doesn't get any traction and people are like, meh, I liked it more when I got angry.
But then
about...
what would you want? Traction for something you don't believe in, or just do what you want to do. And if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. If they don't, do something else.
The thing is, as well, every time I do an interview, I don't know if you find this, people go, oh, it must be impossible being a comedian. We just have to say, what? It's not actually just an interview. It's every time I go out, people come up to me and go, oh, you know, it must be so difficult. You just say one wrong thing and that's it. Your whole career's, everything's over.
Yeah.
You've got no career left. How does that feel? And I go, well, I was feeling fine about everything a moment ago. If anything, I don't know why I've sat to talk to you because I don't know you, but I've ended up in a conversation with you.
And now you're scratching at my deepest fears.
And now you've literally dug my deepest fears out of me. I think if I did say something that was offensive, I'd like to think I could go, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking when I said that. Apologies.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that people go, you can't do much then. You can't be like, well, shame on you still.
Tom, you are such a brilliant professional and you'll never say anything like that. But also as well, more importantly, you are a good person with a kind soul and you're very aware of other people and their feelings and very empathetic. So you won't say any of that because you're good. That's the difference. These people that get cancelled do horrible things and say horrible things because they're not nice people.
Do you think
it seeps out.
Yeah.
All that will seep out of you is kindness because that's what is the inherent part of you.
Wow,
so you do not need to worry. It's totally understandable for you to feel that vulnerability. You grew up gay in a very straight Southeast London geezer. I felt threatened there just because I like comedy. Never mind, because I just didn't want to fight people down the park and do awful things and then go blush. Right? Yeah. I felt like, oh, God.
Nightclub.
Yeah, under 16's nightclub. So, like, for you, you were very into your theatre. And obviously, as a gay teenager at that school, every day must have felt so threatening and scary where being gay was like, oh, my God, don't go there. You know, that immature 90s view. So you've lived that all of your life and now you're in a position where you're a freelancer and you're working all off your own back and all off your own reputation. All of it is scary to you. So you don't underestimate how difficult that has been and will continue to be and how well you're doing with all that going on.
Well, I suppose as well, for a lot of people, particularly anybody who's queer, I think you had to keep it so buried.
Yeah, of course.
And it was like the idea of that coming out was so unthinkable, so unbearable that you had to bury it all the time. And that's quite exhausting.
Also bow down to people a bit and be like, oh yeah, that is funny that actually.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to go, no, that's not because I'm gay, and that's out of order, because it's like, whoa, gay, beat him up.
Or just sort of having an interest that's not like laughed at, because it's easy just to kind of laugh at, you know, being interested in whatever. And I think that's probably what is part of that cancel culture now. For me, is that I go, gosh, somebody's going to find out about the fact that I'm gay. It's like, Tom, they already know. But like, do you know what I mean?
Can we talk about the elephant in the room?
Which one?
The gardening room.
Yeah. It's called?
Rob the Gardener.
Look, Rob the Gardener, who couldn't come yesterday because it was raining.
Bad ribs still?
No, his ribs are repaired. Rob the Gardener is a secret person in my life. Who
I don't know how much you want to share of the Gardener.
No, I think it's best that we get it out of the way now.
I think early doors for this channel to have any credibility.
It'll be an expose. But maybe that's the sort of thing people like. But thanks to you, I do have some help.
Well, I wouldn't bring this up for a claim. It was just, well, we do have the same gardener.
We do have the same garden groundsman. Yes.
Well, he comes in and keeps it looking
lovely,
so that you can garden it because you're away. It cuts the grass and keeps an eye on it, doesn't it?
I mean, there's not much grass to cut. It's all basically churned up now. But he is excellent.
He should feature, I think.
Well, I sort of was going to do that.
I think he'd hate that.
I was worried he might hate it. And I think, have you ever done that where you ask someone to do something and if they go, oh, sorry, it's not a bit me, and then you just be like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know why I asked.
It's the shame.
The shame.
Yeah, so some people don't want to prostitute themselves on camera 24/7. They just have a skill and do it in choir.
You don't want to be part of my fabulous universe showing off all the time.
You don't want to set my guard with a camera on you and chat for entertainment and views and comments.
Comments, algorithms.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're going to do some gardening.
Yeah,
we're not going to build a thing in space of the trampoline.
I haven't ordered the
fire pit. The
as big as that?
No, people little fire in the middle, sit around the edge.
Got a crematorium. but the idea with the conservatory is that we'd have like lights. Maybe you and Lou would come around for dinner.
That's...
We'd have
in there?
Yeah,
be a bit snug, wouldn't it?
Have a table in the middle.
I suppose that's quite big. That's you could also space. Make it bigger, couldn't you?
So a big space in the middle. Conservatory.
What about?
Let me talk. It's my visualised podcast.
It's great to be a guest here. I've never had that on Graham Norton.
Wait!
Let me speak, please.
I'm just trying to explain what my idea is for it.
Sorry.
So that it's like, you know, during the pandemic when pubs started to open, but then you weren't allowed to eat in the pub. Yeah. You had to eat in like a
igloo.
Pod or an igloo in the garden.
You want an igloo.
So I want an igloo.
Can I say what I was going to
yes.
say? Why not make it square and go into that corner?
Actually, that's something Rob suggested.
Have you got a fox? Or is that how Alfie gets in and out? What's going
on
down there?
I was talking to you. Yeah. A lot of the time I was quite distracted by the fact of how big that hole is. Yeah. Because I think foxes do go through there. And maybe cats
get
as
badgers? Well.
Well, I don't think we do, but I'm going to show you some evidence that maybe we do. Because we've got the bulbs coming up here. You see, he's got tulips, I think.
Do you want to block that up? Do you want me to use my boot? Don't ruin your shoes.
Just mind the new shoots coming up, is all I was going to say.
Okay, I don't have to. Well, you do it then. Well, just saying I've got a welly on.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to kick that in? You don't ruin your train.
No, I don't. Right. They're not trainers, they're shoes.
Okay. So what shoots are we avoiding?
Just that one there.
That little bud. All right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a new one.
All right, okay.
Can I give you some feedback? You're not making it a relaxing place to garden.
I feel very pressured about where I put my feet.
Well, I just could see you treading on my shoots.
Bit this? Is that what gardeners do?
Yeah, I suppose.
You're kicking most of my garden into next door.
Yeah.
You've got a brick.
Maybe a brick. I haven't got any bricks, have I?
I'll just go, this fox ain't messing about. What's he done? He eaten the mud. Where's he? He must be coming from that way.
Probably.
I could, because he's only going to dig it through again.
Don't
but then
worry.
You
don't
block
worry.
It up, he'll come through the other way.
Don't worry. My mum is obsessed with buying solar-powered lights. Even though I've got lights in the garden.
I think they're cheap and shit. No offense,
they run out.
Irene.
They run out.
I think, if you've already got proper lights that are plugged in, then so you don't need them.
I know.
And then it don't match.
I know.
Take them out.
No, but she'll be offended.
It's not her garden,
yeah,
Tom.
I know, but she'll be sad and then I'll have to deal with the sad face.
Well, so, right, let's talk me through it, okay? Right. I'm you now.
Mm.
You're your mum.
Mm.
All these have gone in the bin. She's noticed.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Well, you're getting rid of those. Oh, I bought those for you. I thought you liked them.
Oh, yeah, no, but I've got the sort of wired-in one now, and I thought it'd be better because it'll all match.
Oh, I thought they looked nice. I only did that for you to make you feel good because I care about you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's my garden and I don't like them in there.
Oh, that hurts my feelings.
Does it?
Why don't you go in your own fucking garden then?
Might be too strong.
That's too... I don't know if that was a good
role play.
That's how I feel that I'm... That's what I feel I'm saying. When I say...
Why don't you put them in your own garden then?
But even if I move this one here, like if I just...
That's broken, isn't it?
That's broken. But then even then I'm like, no, just mum bought that for me.
Try it over there.
It'll come back. The fox will bring it back.
Yeah. But they're all broken and wonky.
Thank you.
No, but you've got...
You're right. I'm going to take them in.
You brave boy. I'm scared of Irene. This is very grown-up boy stuff, isn't it?
How old are you, Tom? 41 and a half.
41. And you're taking your mum's solar lights out of your own garden. Oh, my God. Tom.
This is good.
You've got lights now, but did she get these before you had those?
Yeah, she did, to be fair.
Fair enough.
But there's just the memory of, like, kindness that I'm just betraying.
No, it's not. It's a lovely idea, but now you've actually got the electric ones in. Another one. So is there anything to plant today, or is it just more of a general...
Tidy up.
Sun's out.
Sun's out, guns out. See, the sun always shines on the righteous.
Did you know that was going to be that big?
So I ordered it online, and I thought that would be a nice size urn. Do you know what? We did the summer tour of Buckingham Palace last year. Yeah. Theirs are the same size.
What is an urn?
I think it was a sort of decorative thing in the sort of 18th, 19th century.
Because then ashes go in urns.
A lot of people do think it's where I've kept my dad's ashes.
It was a big man. Big boy.
I don't know if you're familiar with...
He really put on the pounds.
I think he was.
That was the Tom Allen family secret. He got to 45 stone.
He was enormous.
I think you need a goal this summer. I'm going to set you a challenge.
Oh, I thought you meant literally like a football goal. I was thinking, no, I don't want that.
The end of this first season of your show. So I've done it doing the first one, the pilot. This may not even make the internet or the telly.
Non-TX pilot.
By the end of the summer in August, me and Lou are going to come round for dinner and sit in your new... dinner garden
you've got
space.
To make a commitment then, haven't you? You've really got to commit to it.
And we will come for dinner. Won't bring the kids, don't worry. We'll have dinner with you and Alfie in there.
Okay, fine.
As an episode.
As an episode, and that's like what we built up to. The thing is, I'm just not as decisive as you and Lou.
What do you mean?
I feel like you'd say like, oh, we're thinking about getting a conservatory in the garden, or we're thinking about putting a greenhouse in the garden, and then 10 minutes later there'll be a bloke putting it out. Yeah. Right, yeah, we've got a conservatory. Yeah, love it. Yeah, it's great. Whereas I'm like, oh, no, we should think about it. We'll see. I don't know. We might upset people.
You're wasting life.
Wasting life. That's the one thing.
Well, you've got a dirty old trampoline. Looks disgusting. Looks like a piece of shit. They're ruining your garden, the fence. But it looks fucking awful, doesn't it?
My mum said I should keep it because my niece might like it.
Well, if your mum likes it that much, we'll cover it.
Put it your own.
your niece can't walk yet, can she? She's only little.
She's only just learned to walk.
You can get a little one for her to bounce on that you can put in the garage and bring out.
Yeah, that's true. That's enough.
Exactly. Also, you don't have to have a trampoline for your niece in your house.
That's true.
Or you could have a lovely area that's warm, so in the winter she can sit and do colouring in and play.
Oh, that would be better for her. Yeah, sit quietly.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Uncle Tom.
And I tell you what, I'm happy to pop in and check on progress throughout the series. I'll do the school run. I can pop in. I won't stay too long if you've got a guest, but I'll just wave at the back like Irene and Auntie Christine.
But let me show you the fountain. I'll show you what the problem is.
Okay.
Wait a second. So, right, I've turned the fountain on.
Okay.
You have to wait for it to warm up a bit.
It's very relaxing in here.
That's what I mean. Everything's okay when I'm in the
garden. It's nice. Yeah, just that silence. Oh, here it comes. Oh, yeah, it sounds like a dad pissing.
It sounds like a dad wing, doesn't it? I knew you'd say that. But I don't know how to... I don't know why they built it like that. But it just sounds like...
Can you increase or decrease the flow?
That's the minimal. If you
turn it up...
I've got to put my hand in the cold water to do that.
How do you turn it up?
No, I'll do it. I can do it. No,
you don't want to do it?
No, because it's right down there.
Right, to turn... Okay, I don't want to force you into turning it. So that's the lowest it goes.
And if I turn it up, it's like... I suppose it's relaxing.
I don't think that's relaxing. Didn't you try out the feature before you got it?
Well, I saw it.
You can ask people in the comments.
How to slow it down. So I put a stone in it. Because I want it to be like, you know when you go to a European city and they have like a little trickle tickle?
Yeah.
Trickle tickle.
Trickle tickle.
But this, I mean, that just sounds like he's ending the wee. And then it's...
Well, that's a bit better. But you don't want to have a horrible stone in there, do you?
Well, exactly.
You need a bigger stone.
I have tried it with a bigger stone, but then that's a bit better like that. That sounds like the wee is...
It's like someone's left the hose on. Well, why don't you, rather than changing the top, why don't you change the bottom? That is so loud, isn't it? So if you had something like... Like get a big rock there that it hit.
Yeah, I could. I could. I did try that, but it didn't really do anything, I don't think. But I could, yeah, if something hit like maybe a flower pot. If I built it up a bit.
That's nice.
Oh, no, that's nice. Oh. I just wanted to be slightly higher, but...
Try this.
That sounds like someone weeing against the side of the bowl, like in the middle of the night.
It's very difficult to get the right...
It's very difficult to get the right thing, isn't it?
That's nice. Don't mind that. Yeah, you just need to put something, or a lily pad or something underneath that it lands on that. Because that is just a broken bit of terracotta.
But I don't mind it. I need to clear it out, don't I?
I'd empty it, clear out all the shit, start again. With something in there that you could put...
Put on building it up?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, the trouble is I don't want to do it at the moment because the water's so cold. But that's okay, I quite like that. It does feel a bit like I'm in a public toilet. But it's fine, but I don't mind.
We'll get
I don't mind that. So this green sheet is designed, as far as I can tell, to keep the frost off and to keep it warm, but it still lets the air and the water and the water in the
That's a good idea.
But the idea is to keep the frost off so it doesn't get too cold and die, because it was looking really like dead. It looked so good last summer.
So is it not allowed to be out in the cold then?
No, it gets too cold. It's a bit delicate.
Right.
But so I haven't actually uncovered it, but I'm hoping that this has saved it over Christmas. So I'm just taking off the green.
Oh, so that's the first unveiling.
A little bit of an unveiling here to see how it...
What? Yeah.
But it works.
It's definitely not got the frost on it.
It's definitely...
Are you happy with how that's coming along?
It's very difficult to know whether it's going to come back or not.
But the problem is they are gaslighters plants. They will...
They're so attention-seeking.
As like, oh,
poor me.
And all of a sudden, like... Bleh!
Yeah, it'll come back. Because this was going... I had it indoors for a long time. It didn't like being indoors. Brought it out over the summer. Loved it. Turned from a little spindly little thing into like... Go,
well,
go,
why
go.
Don't you put it indoors for winter and outside for summer?
Well, I tried doing that, but then I hurt my back. Because if you keep it indoors all the time, it doesn't like that either. It's quite heavy.
It is quite heavy, yeah.
I did do my lower back in.
You've got to squat and lift.
Yeah, but...
Show me how you lift.
Well, it's quite difficult, so you squat. And then you go like that. Yeah. But then you can't... I can't get out
you
of the
come
squat.
From, you want to come from the base. Like that.
Oh, he's been doing his squat. Yeah. That was a good... Like can that. You get that nice smell? It's got the nice smell, I think, of it.
I was distracted because when I do that squat, my bumhole fully opens.
Really?
Does that happen to you? It's still, I say, well, I know I've done a good squat.
That's how you know?
Yeah, because I go down like that, I'm like...
Don't do it again.
Okay. It's like a snake's mouth.
But look, I planted bulbs.
Yeah.
And then look, but see, this is what the...
Who's eating them?
Coming in through the hole, that'll be a... I think that'll be a...
You know what you need for the channel?
What?
One of them wildlife cameras. Like, they work in the dark and they get triggered by movement, like a Ring doorbell, on there, and then you can see what's coming in. In the comments, badger or fox, what do you
think
it is?
Badger or fox. I think
what's
it's
munching
a fox
through his bulbs?
Or a cat, what or even a squirrel.
It? Not I think... a cat. Well, cats don't eat bulbs.
But look, that was doing what I planted that... And that was another one there. But look, they've just chewed it up, bastards.
What
that's
bulb was it for? What was it?
I think it would have been a tulip or maybe even a bluebell.
Bastards.
But that's the thing. If only we could kill all the wildlife, then gardening would be so much easier.
That's nice.
So I thought this was something you could take away with you. It's some daffodils.
Oh, lovely.
That I planted that the wildlife didn't get at.
It's got it all nice and prepared for me.
Yeah.
There's a worm there and muddle. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
what a lovely gift.
And then that should hopefully
turn... So what's all this sort of...
a bit of moss.
Should that be there or is that a weed?
Well, I just put that there to make it look a bit nicer in the pot.
Yeah, but, I just when I see moss, I just think of Incredible Hulk's pubes.
Like a merkin.
Like sort of Shrek's armpit. Like a merkin. Thank you, that's nice. So I've got to put that in the... Is that little green fly thing on it as well?
Don't worry about that. It's nature.
It's nature. Yeah, thank you. Okay, yeah. I'll try to put that inside or outside.
Well, I keep it outside.
Yeah.
But once it starts flowering, bring it indoors, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
The heating's not on too high, is it?
Underfloor heating, but I'll put it on the side.
Yeah, don't put it on the floor then. Otherwise you'll end up frying it.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
See you later, mate.
Okay, leave now.
Where do I go? Which way do you want me to go
past
through?
Past the fountain.
Past the fountain, through this door. Cool.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye then.
Bye then. I'll
see you out. I'll see you out.
I don't want to walk up your stairs with these on.
Well, that's that then. That was a nice chat. Enjoyed that. Of course, it was supposed to be a calming time in the garden. It turned out to have created more work for myself. I've got to fill in this hole here so animals don't crawl through. I've got to sort out this trampoline space. I've got to get some more things to go under where the water lands in the fountain. Goodness knows what I'm going to do about the pelargonium. Oh, and I've got to put these back before my mum gets home. Although she's going to be furious about the fact that I took those up. So I think it's just easier. Just put them back. It doesn't cause any offence. Cause any offence? Hope you didn't take offence at that. Because of the fence. Sitting on the fence. No, I can't think of anything better than that. That's the thing with comedy. Sometimes it's shit.